bar in Frisco, Texas. And pretty quick, this conversation will be podcast, and you can probably find pictures of the place. And Robert, welcome to KFGO, man.
Hey, it's my second time. This isn't my first cruise.
Well, I know. It's good to have you here. You know, your place became almost synonymous with a good number of people I know who visited Frisco, Texas the last couple of years.
Yeah, a great group of people, too.
You're right next, are you? You're very near the stadium, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're close. Frisco's a small city, so we're probably close to everything here.
Uh-huh. So how far do you drive to work? How long does it take you to get to work and home?
The bad news is about 3 minutes, which means whenever there's something going on, they always call me.
Oh, okay. I relate to that. I'm a 6 minute drive from work. So
yeah.
So it's called Third Base Sports Bar.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and describe it for our listeners who may not have been there.
Yeah, it's a big place. We can hold about 400 people comfortably. 600 people not comfortably. Mm-hmm. It's wide open. We have an all-female staff, and the girls are just tremendous. We're kind of in a little sports hub here. We have the Texas Rangers AA Farm Club across the street. We have the soccer stadium, which you guys will be playing at, on the other end of the street from us. And we got great food and just great scenery and lots of TVs.
Well, and we understand that there will be a lot of people going down betting on the come that they're going to be able to get a ticket, but there will probably, in truth, will be fans from NDSU who will end up watching it on one of those TV screens.
Yeah. You know, we played every game we could get, which was almost every game this year. We had on at least a couple TVs in our restaurant. And we've got your banners up. Chubb's Pub sent us his banner. We got that up. So we're a bison bar for the weekend.
You know, Chubb's Pub, they have a great T-shirt, and it's an old T-shirt, but I see it every once in a while. Maybe there's only one out there being worn by an old-time regular of Chubb's, but the T-shirt says, Chubb's Pub, cashing student loan checks since 1969.
Yeah, I think my name's probably up on the wall for bad checks there, probably.
But so if someone has heard about your place, because countless people from Fargo went there and other places, there's plenty of places down in your neck of the woods, we know that, but if they were just walk in and order the meal that they should order there for the first time, what do you recommend?
You know what? The Frisco Burger. It's a cheesesteak on top of a hamburger. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. The Frisco Burger. With fries?
With fries.
Anything exotic that you serve there aside from the Frisco Burger? I wrote that down, by the way.
Yeah, we got, we have fish. I mean, we got a huge menu. You got to try the buffalo dip.
Okay.
Or for the weekend, we'll call it the bison dip.
Oh, there, that sound? There you go. Bison dip. All right.
Yeah, you got to try that.
Okay. So how do the bison fans generally behave in your place? Because I see them oftentimes out and about, and sometimes they get kind of loud.
Not, you know what? Loud is fine. Loud is fine. I've never been with a greater group of people. I think a story that I told last year was that some of the guys showed up the next day asking, hey, did we don't know if we paid our tab or not. I mean, who does that? You know?
Well,
and, of course, they did pay the tab, but I made them pay it again. But nothing wrong with business.
Well, dang right. Well, we appreciate it, Robert. We just talked to Eric Yancer. He's our first road warrior. He's heading out about 1 o'clock today, and he's hoping to make it to Council Bluffs tonight. And then Oklahoma City for New Year's Eve, and then he'll be rolling in and setting up on New Year's Day and looking you up, man.
You tell him I'll have a Bloody Mary ready for him, okay?
Thanks. I'm going to do that. Thank you, Robert.
And hey, we're open. We're going to open early for you guys, and we've got a breakfast menu, so we're opening up 9 a.m. while you guys are in town.
Wow. And that would be for the Saturday game.
Yeah, Saturday and then Sunday for those of you that are leaving.
All right. We don't have to leave, do we?
No. In fact, some won't want to leave once they come here.
Good to know you, man. Thanks for talking, and I'm sure we'll have a chance to talk again later, especially if something awful happens, like you run out of beer or something like that. You know,
we will not run out of beer. We're renting a tractor trailer this year, air-conditioned, for refrigerator truck. So every year I try to outdo you guys, and you end up outdoing me. So well, see if you can do it this year, okay?
I tell you what, I am far more proud of the story about the guys who wanted to make sure they paid their tab than I am of how much beer they drink, but so be it.
So be it is right.
Thank you, man. You're the guy.
You take care.
See you later.
Robert, yeah, bye-bye.
Robert.